This is Daily Discipleship. Stay tuned as world-renowned author, speaker Leroy Imes looks to Exodus chapters 11 and 12 as we continue our daily walk through the Scriptures. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
The nearest thing to the heart of God is the death of His Son on the cross. The next nearest thing to the heart of God is that people might know about the death of His Son on the cross. And in today's passage, we have a picture of the death of Jesus on the cross, shedding His blood for our sins. God had told Moses to gather the people of Israel together in preparation for their departure from Egypt. They were to sacrifice a lamb without blemish and without spot, eat the flesh of the lamb, and sprinkle the blood on the doorposts of their home. This lamb was, of course, a picture of the Lord Jesus. The Apostle Paul, in referring to the death of Christ on the cross, told the Corinthians, "For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us." And John the Baptist referred to Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The lamb was to be in its first year, cut down in its prime, even as Christ was sacrificed in the midst of His days, a young man in the prime of life. The lamb was without blemish and without spot. This pictured Christ's sinless life, the just one paying the penalty for the unjust, for sinners like you and me. The lamb was to be set apart 4 days prior to the feast. Christ was sacrificed at the Passover, and it is interesting to note that He entered Jerusalem 4 days before the very day the Paschal Lamb was set apart. The lamb was to be roasted with fire, denoting the sufferings of Christ. He suffered under the wrath of God, having been made sin and become a curse for us. Not a bone of the lamb was to be broken, a prophetic picture of Christ on the cross. And then the people of God were told that the blood was to be sprinkled on the doorposts of the house as an open witness to everyone. It's not hard to imagine the reaction of some of the people to that command. I'm sure many wondered about the wisdom of such an act. Wouldn't it give the Egyptians one more thing to ridicule? What are these crazy Jews doing now? I'm certain some of them may have been tempted to sprinkle it on some other door, out of sight, where the Egyptians wouldn't see it. Maybe the closet door. Wouldn't that be just as good? No, it must be outside for all to see, denoting our open profession of faith in God and obedience to His Word. Christ was crucified publicly, openly, for our sin. And the Bible tells us that our witness for Him should be public and open for all to see. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes, joining you in the prayer that in our homes, our jobs, our leisure, everything, we might have an open and powerful witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
A daily time alone with God has marked a turning point in countless lives. To encourage you to begin this valuable spiritual discipline, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. This guide can help you establish and maintain a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. Just write, The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. In tomorrow's edition, From Slavery to Boot Camp, on Daily Discipleship.